Welcome to the latest edition of the Registers of Scotland podcast. I'm Roman Smith and I'll be today's podcast host. Today, we'll be looking at the journey we have taken to move registration to the cloud. In 2019, Registers of Scotland set out a transformative strategy outlining why cloud could support our corporate vision of becoming a digital registration and information business trusted for its integrity. Today, I'm joined by Paul Christie, Head of IT Service at ROS, and Cheryl Hunter, Product Manager at ROS. Thank you so much for joining us today. It'd be great to find out a little bit more about yourselves and what your job is at ROS. Well, we start with you, Paul.
Thanks, Roman. So my name's Paul Christie. I'm the Head of IT Service here at Registers of Scotland. I've been with ROS around 7 years, and yeah, I've been through many iterations of the digital evolution that is taking place in the industry.
Thanks, Paul. And Cheryl, thank you for joining us today on the podcast. Could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi, Roman. Yeah, my name's Cheryl Hunter. I'm a Senior Product Manager at ROS, focusing specifically on our other registers, moving our registrations to the cloud.
Thanks, Cheryl. To kick off today's discussion on our cloud journey, we should start at the beginning. The term cloud might be something you've heard about before, but Paul, could you start by telling us a bit more about what cloud is?
Okay, so what is cloud? I think in its most simplistic form, cloud is the consumption of compute services, whether that be storage, compute, databases, application services, or indeed commodity products such as Microsoft Teams, via a dedicated supplier using the internet as an intermediate medium. Now, these days, when you strip back most digital products, now whether that be our own in-house Registers of Judgments or our Scotless service, or indeed something more personal like Facebook or Instagram or eBay, they all ultimately reside and run on a piece of hardware, IT hardware, somewhere. Cloud is a fundamental shift of these digital products from being traditionally stored and run and owned locally and centrally in your home computer or in your organization's local data centers to a supplier-hosted set of data centers, typically on one of the big suppliers like AWS, Microsoft, Google, Oracle, etc.
Thanks for that, Paul. That was a great explanation as to what the cloud is. So now that gives us some context to lead on to our next topic. We now know what the cloud is, but Cheryl, would you be able to explain why ROS has made the decision to move to the cloud?
Yeah, of course. ROS decided to embark upon its cloud journey for two main reasons. First, it's been clear for a while that cloud computing is where the digital industry is headed. So as an organisation with significant digital ambitions, we wanted to make sure that we weren't left behind. Second, rather than managing all the nuts and bolts that incur overheads, moving to the cloud allows organisations to focus more on the value-added elements of software development. This will enable ROS to better understand customer needs and realise the benefits of our products and services. As Paul mentioned, at ROS, we've traditionally operated an on-premise delivery model where all aspects of the infrastructure management, including the power, cooling, hardware and configuration, sat under our control. We like that a move to the cloud allowed us to adopt this shared responsibility model, meaning that we can focus on exceeding customer demand and we don't have to worry about the digital maintenance or non-value add activities, which are required to keep the lights on.
Thanks for that, Cheryl. So in making the decision to move to the cloud, all aspects of challenges and risk will have been investigated. Paul, are you able to tell us a bit more about the potential risks and challenges that were involved in making a move to the cloud?
Yes, absolutely. So like any technology platform, the security and resilience of that platform is largely based on what you make it. Cloud has an enormous potential to enhance any organization's security and risk posture, assuming the organization or the consumer makes the most of the capabilities that cloud has to offer. Equally, cloud has the potential, if not architected with security and resilience in mind, it has the potential to seriously expose risk upon an organisation. So core fundamentals of risk domains within cloud are typically data security, network security, identity security, cost control and resilience. Now, good news is that ROS have applied multiple strands of due diligence into their cloud journey, which ensures that we only increase our risk and security resilience within the cloud. We have adopted the well-architected design frameworks for our two big suppliers, being AWS and Microsoft 365, and we have had them validated against that best practice blueprint. And when consuming cloud, we formulated, in terms of adopting it and actually consuming cloud, we formulated the concept of a maturity model. And what that really looks like is using real-life value-add proof-of-concept initiatives And running them through various stages of maturity before opening the scope up to a wider scope of initiatives and production availability. And only when the kind of robust governance and assurance processes of each stage had been satisfied, both internally and externally, did we move into the next maturity stage, which expanded our capabilities and our scope remit effectively. And by doing this and by taking this kind of carefully nurtured approach, we believe that ROS are in a good position in terms of not only reaping the value that we're looking to seek from cloud in terms of our agility and our innovation capabilities, but only enhancing our security and resilience posture.
Thanks, Paul. So moving to the cloud is obviously a significant undertaking for any business, and one which has allowed us at ROS to learn many lessons through investigating risks and putting it into practice. Paul, what would you say is the biggest lesson learned in this journey?
So I think there's a number of lessons learned. I mean, first and foremost, and if we steer away a little bit from security and resilience, in terms of adopting cloud and actually getting the value that you're looking to seek from it, cloud is an enabler. So you really, you don't start with the technology, you start with, well, what's the corporate plan? What's the direction of the organization? What is the organization trying to achieve? And typically that will result in a number of digital initiatives. And then you've got to look at those digital initiatives and ask yourself, well, what cloud adoption model best suits the digital initiatives that are fundamentally directly plugging into our corporate plan? And there's a number of ways and deployment models that you can choose to adopt when using the cloud. And that's where you've got to start. And fundamentally, that forms your cloud strategy. And I think one of the lessons that we've learned is you've got to get that strategy in place, and you've got to ensure that the EMT and the organisation, all of your stakeholders, buy into that strategy. And then following that, as I mentioned previously, in terms of implementing that strategy, you've got to take a structured step-by-step process. And that took, for ROS, that took the form of the maturity model that I talked through. But to complement that, we also made sure that what we were doing wasn't done in isolation. So we engaged with a number of external parties, in terms of intelligence suppliers, other public sector organisations that were more advanced than we were at that time. Over and above that, we had for quite some time before we actually embarked on the cloud strategy in anger, we made sure that we had the right skills and the right team and culture in place that, again, would truly support the cloud, because I would really strongly emphasise that cloud isn't just about technology, it's about the people and the culture, in order to, if you're really truly trying to get the most out of the capabilities that it can offer. So get the right skills in place and take your time. I think if you try and jump into cloud, or you try and adopt a big bang based approach in terms of building your platform, it's likely to end in gaps and mistakes being made. So I would encourage any organisations that have the ability to take the time in terms of their cloud adoption to do so.
Thanks, Paul. It was really useful to hear that from your perspective. Cheryl, what would you say is the biggest lesson learned for you?
So far, our biggest lesson learned is around how we communicate the drivers for investment and move-in services to the cloud. It's not a case of simply lifting the existing legacy services over to a new home and replatforming them in the cloud. The real value is in entirely reimagining the services that we provide that are driven from real proven customer needs and also unlock more business value. So a key part of building our new sustainable services on the cloud is the evolving and enduring relationships we've built right across the business and with our customers. This kind of repeatable framework blueprint helps ensure that we understand the how we're going to get it delivered, and allows us to focus more on the value added elements of understanding what everyone needs, so we can deliver flexible digital services to exceed their expectations.
Thanks, Cheryl. We spoke about communicating these changes to our customers, and now that we've covered what moving to the cloud means for ROS, Cheryl, would you be able to tell us what moving to the cloud actually means for our customers?
In short, moving registration to the cloud means the future for our customers. We're prioritising foundational work around archiving of our deeds to enable a self-service future where customers can instantly download the deeds they require themselves without being dependent on our colleagues fulfilling their orders or being tied to our own office hours. We're building a reusable framework. So one of the highlights has been the speed and efficiency that we now realise when delivering change. We're benefiting from the lessons learned during the development of our digital submission service. We were able to quickly complete our first product iteration on the back of that, which was the registered judgments launched last September. we're now able to then further benefit from the learning and adapt our thinking for our next cloud-based register, which will be the Register of Inhibitions, coming soon. The clear advantage to this approach is that we now have a common blueprint forming the foundations of any future work. The initial end-to-end iteration of Register of Inhibitions will complete in around 6 months. This is about half the time that the development of Register of Judgments took. So we're continually learning and improving the services that we offer. We also have the ability to respond more flexibly to customer demand as new features and tools are made available. And our cloud-hosted platforms allow us to scale up our services or scale them down as desired, resulting in appropriate spend for the services and possible savings for the public purse.
Thanks, Cheryl. So leading on from those great points you made about clouds being the future for ROS, looking to the future, what are the next steps in our cloud journey? Paul, would you be able to tell us a bit about what this looks like in your area?
Yeah, so within my area, the way I would describe it is within the IT enablement space, which is the area I'm predominantly responsible for, our remit, our purpose is to support Cheryl's area and making sure that they can achieve their goals in a way that allows them to focus on the value-add elements of that. So taking away all of the pain and trying to give them all of the tools and the capabilities that allow them to maximise their agility and innovation capabilities. And whilst we have laid the foundations and achieved a really quite a strong baseline with regards to our cloud platforms, we appreciate that, you know, cloud is a constantly evolving beast and we need to keep pace with that. And we also need to recognise that we are still very much in our infancy of probably maximising the ultimate value that you can get from cloud. So I think as we move forward, we're going to be working very closely with our product teams and ensuring that they have all of the skills, all of the tools that allow them to really just focus on developing the best products for ROS customers and ROS internal staff. And that, I think that will be the strong focus. We're probably moving away now from quite a big focus on building the platform and that focus on the making sure the platform is in the best resilient and secure position that it can be. And we will continue to run and assure that framework that we've built, but now really the strong focus moves to value add and how we truly reap as much benefits from the cloud as we possibly can.
Thanks for that, Paul. And Cheryl, what are the next steps in our cloud journey in your area? Paul's mentioned that working together, this is what the future looks like. What are those next steps for you?
Our next adventure is to replace the Register of Deeds. This is a safe deposit for important legal documents that may be lost if left in private hands. The Register is our oldest, with its origins in the 1500s, and there are over 1.3 million documents existing in a mostly paper-based archive. Our primary driver for this change is an amendment to legislation making digital registration in the Register of Deeds possible for the first time. No matter what register we plan to tackle next, we have the plans, knowledge and infrastructure available, which is helping us develop and deliver digital improvements that support a forward-thinking, sustainable business where the needs of our customers are exceeded.
Thanks, Cheryl. It sounds like we have an exciting time ahead. That was such an interesting discussion, and I hope that it's given our listeners an insight into how we made the move to the cloud, why, and what the future looks like for ROS. You can find out more about our cloud journey across our social channels, where we have a number of blogs and videos on this topic. Thank you so much to Paul and Cheryl for joining us today, and thank you for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast at anchor.fm/registers of Scotland. This podcast is also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Thank you for listening.